This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Certainly you can wait on the phone lines as well. Speaking of waiting on the phone lines, that's what our contestant for Beat the Hammer, his name is Bob in Lansdale, and we'll meet him in a moment. Let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yesterday I'm seeing some of my family, and one of my cousins says to me, right as I'm walking out the door, end of the day, good luck tomorrow. And I said, in what? And I was told in Beat the Hammer. I really was like, I didn't know what I needed good luck in. And then Beat the Hammer, I'm like, no.
No luck involved.
No, it was just give the luck to the contestant. That's the person that needs the luck. All right, our contestant's name is Bob. He hails from Lansdale, and he's going to be playing for an Eagles hat. Welcome, Bob.
Hey. Hello.
Hello, Bob.
Hey, hello.
Bob, do you need luck? Put another way, are you a chump that basically you need like one punch in a fight to win it, but you can't really go the distance because you're not good enough to stand up to the hammer toe-to-toe? That would be my guess.
I need a little bit of luck today, you know, just a little bit, but you're sick, so, dude, I'm feeling it now.
Well, I don't know if I'm sick. Wait, sick and good sick or bad sick? Because there's two different. Like ill or like great? No, I don't feel ill. I just wish I had my contacts in, but I'm giving the eyes a break today. I'd like to have eaten this morning.
Are you trying to give a compliment by saying he is sick and ill, or are you saying he's actually sick and ill?
I thought he was ill. Maybe
you miss her.
Oh, no, he's just being a baby.
Yes.
Making up excuses.
Exactly, Deb.
You're welcome.
Thank you. That's very kind of you.
Happy way to call him out.
Very, very
a little
kind.
Bluntly, by the way.
All right, Bob, we'll see what the topics are. Top questions. We shall see. Bob
versus the baby, as Devin puts it.
Ooh, I like that.
Win. Wow.
I could use the win. Even though I got 275 last week, I'm still annoyed about 2 weeks ago. Bob, I'm going to step away. Good luck to you, pal.
Good. Scram. Get out of here, Hammer.
Yeah, please proceed.
I'm sure he's quickly making his way.
We are so behind you here.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Joe is on his own.
He is taking
a little bit. A little bit more slowly than we've seen before.
That means very slowly.
Like the opposite of a pep in his step. I wonder if he's doing this on purpose.
It's because he's eating Cheerios out of like the to-go
eating
cereal
while
boxes.
He's walking slowly.
Yeah. Hence the baby.
Like we do have
so
limited
babies
time
do, right?
Here.
Eat Cheerios?
Yeah, we're doing a live radio show. Yes.
That, I'm actually disturbed by the fact that he just did that. Look how still
it's amazing.
He's slowly walking away. Come on, let's get this thing rolling.
Yeah,
is he safe? All right.
It's like he's ready for the week.
He needs to lose.
I love it. He does need to lose. Bob, you ready to play a little game we call Beat the Hammer?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Our category for the week, anniversary day today. We haven't mentioned it, but 6 years ago today, the Phillies signed Bryce Harper. How about that? We're going to do splash moves in Philadelphia history. So all of these questions will relate to a splash move, a player that the Phillies acquired in a splash move. Are you ready to roll, sir?
Yep.
All right. Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Here we go. Question number one. Only one player has hit 45 or more home runs in his first season as a Philly. Name him.
Pass.
The Flyers sent six players plus draft picks to Quebec for Eric Lindros. Name two of the six players the Flyers traded.
Oh, no. Pass. I'm not going to Flyers.
Since 2000, the Eagles have only traded for one player who has made multiple all-pro first teams as an Eagle. Name him.
Jason Peters.
Name one of the three players the Sixers sent to the Timberwolves for Jimmy Butler.
Pass.
In 1990, the Phillies made a trade to acquire Tommy Green and this two-time MVP. Name him.
Pass.
Only one player has hit 45 or more home runs in his first season as a Philly. Name him.
Jim Thome.
The Flyers sent six players plus draft picks to Quebec for Eric Lindros. Name two of the six players they traded.
Eric Desjardins and Dan.
No. Name one of the three players. Okay. All right, we got two. That was a roundabout way to get two. I don't know if it'll hold, but it's better than a zero, Bobby. Well done. You know, at first I thought that was definitely going to be a zero.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
We pulled a couple out there. Let's wave the hammer back
in. He's sauntering back while he's eating Cheerios.
It's kind of like he passed on everything and then knew it. Oh, eventually got there. Yeah, Joe is actually slowly, he's walking. He's walking.
Oh, good. I'm happy I played
eating.
The Chariots of Fire music
We've
today.
We've seen him run before. Now,
honestly, watching Joe eat Cheerios to Chariots of Fire is amazing.
And slowly walking and chewing. This is a joke. Like, what are you doing?
I love the anger building in your voice, John. Joking.
You're walking.
Yeah, I'm aware.
And eating.
Well, I'm gonna
His biorhythms are down.
Slow. You are slowly walking.
I'm not gonna sprint.
And eating. What you have run before.
You know what I've seen him jog.
Let me tell you what actually have shown urgency.
Let me tell you what. Here's what I'm feeling
today.
You just
slowly walked and ate.
I'm feeling a 2-0 shutout victory. Okay. I thought that guy sounded like a chump.
Okay.
And I'm not really feeling it today. So I'll be below
You're
my
really
normal.
You're really setting a low bar today.
Stop setting expectations
I'm just telling
low.
You, I'm smelling a 2-0 victory.
I'm smelling something.
How did Bob do?
All right, you ready here?
Ben.
Did fine.
It's funny you walk back when I actually played Chariots of Fire for you. But all right, here we go.
Let's roll.
Category for the week. It was 6 years ago today that the Phillies signed one Bryce Harper.
Wow.
Splash move. We're talking about every question is about a player the Phillies acquired in a splash move. Are you ready to roll?
Phillies or Philadelphia?
Philadelphia. All four teams are on the table.
Got it. Wow.
Here we go. Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Here we go. Question number one.
Splash moves, you said.
Yep. They're all, you know, it's just a way to get to the questions. Here we go. Question number one. Only one player has hit 45 or more home runs in his first season as a Philly. Name him.
45 or more. Oh, Tommy.
The Flyers sent six players plus draft picks to Quebec for Eric Lindros. Name two of the six players the Flyers traded.
Well, that would be Hextall, and that would be Ricci.
Since 2000, the Eagles have only traded for one player who has made multiple all-pro first teams as an Eagle. Name him.
Wow. Traded for a player who made multiple. Okay, I'll come back to it.
Name one of the three players the Sixers sent to the Timberwolves for Jimmy Butler.
Sarch.
In 1990, the Phillies made a trade to acquire Tommy Green and this two-time MVP. Name him.
Dale Murphy. Okay, so all-pro Eagle acquired since 2000, made two.
In a trade, yep.
Jason Peters.
Oh, no, you kidding me? No, I hit the wrong button.
Bang!
Yep, hit the wrong button.
Hammer! 5 for 5. This guy was the chump. He didn't get five, right?
5-2.
Oh, yeah, Hammer. Oh, man. You know what I thought of when I was sitting there feeling a little down about 5 minutes ago? And I'm not kidding.
Why are you sitting there feeling a little down?
On his ass. You know why? I thought, because I'm feeling a little low today, and I thought about the great Joe D, and, of course, the other great Joe D, and I thought about how DiMaggio said, there may be a kid out there that's never seen me play.
No, you didn't.
So even if I'm not feeling it, I'm bringing it. Hammer. DiMaggio. The two Joe D's. 276.
Stop.
Yeah. Bob in Lansdale.
Are we done?
Bob's more like Dom DiMaggio.
Oh, no, former Philly.
No, Dom DiMaggio. Who did he play for? The Red Sox?
Was he a Philly at the end of his career? Yeah.
He did? I'm for a minute.
Yeah. Right. Well, way to go, Hammer. That's how you do.
Well, who gives a damn about Dom DiMaggio? Bob, what do you, listen, you didn't do bad. Two's not bad, but it's not Hammer. We knew that.
Not bad. Yeah, it's bad. So this is my second time doing it. My first time doing it, I went 1 for 5. This time, 2 for 5. Next time, I'm guaranteeing 3 for 5.
Someday, Bob. Someday. Well, look, you lost. So, I don't know. Justify or spin it or whatever you want to say. It's the future. I go 3 for 5. Then the next time I go 4 for 5. Then the next time I go 5 for 5. Is that the argument? Is that how you beat me? And then you go 5 for 5 and you lose in overtime?
No, that's impossible.
Yeah, very possible. But with you, probably impossible because I don't smell a 5 for 5 in you. I don't think you're man enough.
Wow, this is childish. You're baiting him and poking at him.
I wasn't feeling
a child all morning.
Now, I'm letting the beast out because I didn't feel good.
The beast.
And when I go 5 for 5, I feel pretty damn good about myself.
Yeah.
Letting the beast out.
All right, Bob, you lost. I won. You don't get the prize.
The beast.
But, Bob, we.
Has anyone ever put Joe DeCameron the beast in the same
sentence? All right, Bob. Bob, say goodbye.
Bye.
All right, there he is.
Thanks, Bobby.
Yeah. Thanks,
we'll
bud.
Take the, what number was Joe D? 5? Ruben, was he 5, Joe DiMaggio? I think so, right?
He was.
We'll take the 5th caller on the contest line in honor of the two great Joe D's. Caller 5 on the contest line, you can win this Eagles hat. 215-988-1258 with victory 276. Moving toward 300. With that said, let's shut it down.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All right, some conversation this morning, if you're just tuning in, not only on the Phillies, which we talked a decent amount about the last, you know, half hour or so, but also the Eagles. And, John, what is, you know, perhaps a little under the radar or on the radar but not on the radar enough for people? So let me just represent this concept that I am consistently baffled by. How, despite history overwhelmingly saying how he values the D lineman instead of the linebackers and the younger instead of the older, everyone assumes Milton Williams is gone and Zach Bond is stays. Now, I'm not saying it's not possible. Of course it's possible. And I'd love to have Zach Bond back. But Milton Williams is the kind of guy the Eagles frickin' sign. They almost never lose the 25-year-old defensive lineman, like O-line, D-line. Like, that guy, like, people say, oh, Howie's going to figure out a way to get it done. That's the guy Howie figures out a way to get done. Now, I love Bond and all that, but I am surprised that there is so
Milton Williams
is gone and Zach Bond is definitely back. It confuses
Milton
me.
Milton Williams is really, really good. I think he's not good enough to be paid the way he's going to
get paid by
this
some
mega
other,
deal.
Yeah.
And the Eagles are doing what is shrewd. Yes, they would like to have their homegrown guy back, but the nature of the NFL is he has just gone and priced himself out of the Eagles, where it's wise to be bringing him back. It's a sad state of affairs. You know, I hate to see it, but it is the truth, and that's the way it is with Josh Sweat also. Both guys, they're in positions of, man, leverage right now for free agency.
They are.
And they're playing because you got a three technique, a guy who can get a quarterback to the ground, and you got an edge rusher, a guy who can get the quarterback to the ground. I'm not saying Josh Sweat is a world beater coming off the edge. I'm saying he's good.
Yeah, he's
and
good.
Someone will take a chance on him because he went and had a Super Bowl where he could have been named MVP. Someone will pay him thusly. And the Eagles, it's not wise to do that. So the guy that it's wise to pay is Bond. Zach Bond, the guy that we all adore. And I know it's not what we've done in the past. It's what I expect now. I am concerned about the fact that our offensive coordinator, even though our team is incredible, our offensive coordinator is a total neophyte. And this is not filling me with confidence, because the last time we saw an offensive coordinator here who was a neophyte, a brand spanking new, never called plays guy, it was, you know, it was Nick, and it didn't go the way we wanted it to.
Wait, what do you mean neophyte? Just
new.
No.
Just
but
new,
he's been
new
with
at
the
play
team.
Calling.
He's never
new
called
in
yeah,
this
play
capacity.
Calling, but
he
he's
hasn't
had a
called
hand in it.
Plays. He hasn't been the official play caller. And I know that they say that everything is sort of a group effort. I don't know exactly how that's possible. I know they got the headphones on and they can all hear what they're saying. But if this skews away from the run, I'm worried about that. I know that once upon a time when Nick was more involved with the offense, when he was the guy who was calling the plays, it felt like, man, it was Quez Watkins for the slip screen.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Time after time after time.
Yeah.
It's just like straight out the gates. And I don't know if that might be a little bit unfair, but I know it was Quez Watkins repeatedly on the short little stuff that didn't make much sense to me. I don't want it to skew that way again. I don't think it will, but I am a little nervous.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.